The FBI confirms that a man captured this morning by sheriff's deputies in rural North Carolina is Eric Robert Rudolph. Now, he's the man charged with the 1996 Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta. He's also been charged with three other bombings, including one in Alabama, in which a police officer was killed. NPR's Kathy Lohr joins us from Atlanta. Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And this is a manhunt that has gone on for a number of years in the mountains of North Carolina, hasn't it?
It is. Eric Robert Rudolph may have been the greatest escape artist and someone who could elude folks in history until this moment. Since 1998, officials have been hunting in Georgia, Alabama, the FBI for Eric Rudolph. And today in Washington, the FBI says they got him. And a state law enforcement official also told me that the man this morning that was found searching through a trash bin looking for food, it appeared like he was a homeless man, that man was Rudolph.
Let's review a bit Eric Robert Rudolph, both what he's charged with and what we can fill in about the personal details of his life. I believe he's a veteran, is he not? 36 years old?
He is. He's 36 years old. He's an Army veteran. He was considered a survivalist, so a lot of skills in being able to support himself out in the woods, finding berries, things to eat, ways to hide himself. For example, in the millions or thousands of caves in the Nantahala National Forest. Those caves, by the way, are around 60 degrees year-round. So that's one way the authorities had always said that Eric Rudolph would survive, that if he did survive, it would be through this series of caves and possibly through getting some assistance from folks in the area.
He's been a member of a white supremacist group, which is considered to be anti-gay, anti-Semitic, anti-fill-in-the-blank, I suppose we should say, minority groups, and he's been charged with a number of bombings, and authorities believe he's been involved in a number of bombings.
The first one was in Atlanta in 1996, the Olympic Park bombing, and it's very confusing because that bombing ultimately was attached to other things that officials believed Eric Rudolph did. But 1996, the Olympic Park bombing, in 1997, a bombing at a clinic where abortions are performed in the Atlanta area, another bombing in 97 at a gay and lesbian nightclub, and then in 1998, a fourth bombing at another clinic where abortions are performed in Alabama. So a total of four bombings. And then in 1998, from Birmingham, Alabama, authorities tracked Eric Robert Rudolph to North Carolina, to the Nantahala National Forest area, western North Carolina.
And the dragnet that would be thrown over those hills at various times over the years was enormous. And I can remember from some of your reporting, sometimes the people who got caught up in the dragnet, locals, weren't necessarily highly cooperative.
In the beginning, the locals were not cooperative at all, Scott. In fact, there was so many, there were more FBI agents in the town of Andrews than actual people that lived there at one point. Over 200 agents came in from all over the country searching through those hills, and basically a lot of the local people, I think, were very upset about the way this manhunt was conducted, and ultimately led to kind of local folks pulling back and perhaps not giving as many tips as they might have, and some, you know, feeling that the federal government had kind of stomped on them.
Okay. Thank you very much. NPR's Kathy Lohr speaking in Atlanta about the apparent arrest this morning of Eric Robert Rudolph, the man who was going to be charged or has been charged in the 1996 Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta.